Taste of cotton candy, hit the gas, ho. Doing 100, I ain't see the dash, ho. I count my blessings, know I'm moving fast. I pull up in L's, I'm back with L. Caught that.
Welcome back to another episode of Black by Popular Demand. I'm your host, CJ Casanova, whatever you want to refer to me as. So, we have a lot to discuss. So let's start with obviously the most important thing. I've been gone from the podcast for probably about 9 to 10 months, and it's almost been a year since I've brought anything, you know, to you guys. For some of you that may know, I do stream now, and that did kind of take the forefront as I was trying to establish an audience on there. But I can also be honest with you and tell you that that's not everything, because if you know anything about me, multitasking and being multifaceted is a huge element of who I am. I sort of, and I tried to avoid this last time I made an episode, I kind of was avoiding dropping anything simply because I didn't want to get in front of this microphone and give you a half product, because I know what I'm able to do. And it really bothers me that, you know, people were asking me about this podcast and I just wasn't dropping anything for them. And the only way I can really sum it up is the fact that I was in a transitionary period. For those that don't know, we'll get a little personal here. And I'll just, you know, go ahead and tell you that I did end up quitting my job. I was working from home for waste management. I did end up leaving them, and that drew a lot into my energy. I got to the point where I just stopped dropping content in general. And I just wanted to lay back because I was overstimulated by my job, by the nature of my work and everything of that nature. So as you may have noticed, the name of this episode is called Feeling Black. And I want to take today to just kind of express what's going, like what it's like being black for me, because I know a lot of people don't get to tell their story. And while I do have the platform to do so, I not only want people to start telling their story, but I want people to feel comfortable in their own skin and being a black man, being a black woman, whatever you are. And I think one thing that I will say about, you know, the black experiences, for my gamers out there, I'll use this, right? I'll say this. It's like playing a game on the hardest difficulty 24/7. You get no breaks. You get no pause button. And so with my job, I just didn't have the mental capacity to drum up ideas. I wasn't liking what was going on behind the scenes beyond work, but I let my job bleed into other aspects, and it even got in the way of my podcast. And even got in the way of my streaming, to the point where I couldn't really stream anymore. And it bothers me because I made a promise to you guys that I was going to stay consistent. And then here I am lacking the consistency once again. So feeling black, being black is something that we subscribe to. We didn't ask for it. And that, I don't mean that in a negative way, but it's a subscription. It's a lifetime subscription. You don't get to pick your favorite. And I think another problem I was just having was I was physically drained from everything. And it takes a lot to admit, for anyone who's very, very strong-willed, it takes a lot for them to admit that they're tired, because you don't want to let anyone down. You want to be able to carry the load, especially someone like myself. I'm used to picking up the slack and being able to do so, but over the course of the last few weeks, I've been slowly, you know, gaining humility and understanding where I am as a person. What are my limitations? Whether or not I can break them is a, you know, another topic for another day. But knowing your limitations at least shows you where you should be putting the benchmark to reach. Knowing that if you're not giving your all, your limits, what are you doing? I got to the point where I was half-assing at work. I felt like the content I was putting out streaming was not that good. I didn't want to bring that to our podcast because I want, when you guys listen to my episodes, I want you to walk away not feeling like I did this for money, not feeling like I did this just to babble, but I want you to truly understand that I'm speaking from how I think and how I move and how my heart dictates. I never, at any point, if I feel like the content I'm giving is strictly just to put some content out there, I feel like I have failed you guys as a creator. It's not fair to you guys for you guys to support a half-assed product. That's what it boils down to. And I can't always explain what's going on. And there's only so much I can really cover over the podcast simply because it's personal life and some things just need to remain private. But all in all, the biggest thing was my job. Now, I have left that job and I have found something else. And the schedule's a bit rough, but it's again, it's a transitionary period. I've learned over the course of the last couple months how much my podcast means to some people. They've reached out to me and, you know, told me that. And it really hurt my heart. Not that people are, like, depending on me to do content, but the fact that people love the content and I'm simply not providing it. And it's almost like I'm failing you guys. And I can't rock with the idea of failing you guys. I can't rock with the idea of failure at all unless I absolutely gave them all. I found myself constantly apologizing for due dates. This was supposed to drop Friday, but most of you guys will hear this on Sunday or Monday. That's me doing the same shit that I'm telling you that I'm trying to break away from. But that's enough of the negativity. I want to tell you guys some new changes that's coming to the podcast and, of course, my streaming and everything of that nature because they kind of go hand in hand. So one of the first things I do want to discuss is I will be doing live podcasts and I also can do video podcasts. I'll be taking some time out for the stream. We'll have live discussions, whether it be sports, whether it be, you know, what's going on in pop culture. There are a variety of things I do want to discuss. I recently made a big boy purchase and got me a gaming PC, which allows me to edit and do a lot more than I used to be able to do. So right now I'm not really able to set up my camera for my PS4 stream, but I can stream from my gaming laptop. And I just want to make sure I'm able to give you guys the quality content that I know I am able to give. There are a lot of things going on right now, and I'm going to use this episode to talk about, we're going to talk about religion real quick. We're not going to make this an extra dragged out episode about religion because I know there are a lot of Christian followers on my podcast, and I appreciate you guys and I respect what you guys do to an extent. And when I say to an extent, I don't mean you personally, but I mean there are people that are, let's say, problematic and leave it there. So I'm not going to say any names, but today I ran across a post where people were talking about trail rides. They were talking about barbecues and et cetera. I'm not going to name the guy. If you follow me on Facebook, you know exactly what I'm talking about because I responded to this earlier. And one thing I don't think people really understand is how ingrained religion is to the Black community. Religion is everywhere for the Black community. We don't often not teach it. Religion is a staple part of the United States. It's a staple part of society. Because if you don't have anything to believe in, you don't have anything to fight for. If you don't have anything to fight for, you stand for anything or you take anything. Religion has always been a very, very vital part of the world. Not even just religion, but believing in something. If you don't believe in me as a creator, I can't do this. If I don't believe in myself as a creator, I can't do this. So that shows you how much beliefs matter. However, And I mean this from, I don't mean this with zero disrespect at all. I don't know who's more problematic right now. Some of the members of the LGBT community or some of the members of the church community. I'm in a period where, you know, I always feel black, whether it's negative or positive. And I know, you know, that's a really wild statement to make because there's not a day that you shouldn't appreciate that you're black. But there are times that I wish certain things in our community would be dropped. Because people say all the time that, oh, this is holding us back. But no, seriously, there are certain generational curses, there are certain beliefs, there are certain ideologies that are really holding us as a community back. I'm so tired of the 50-50 conversation. It comes up every 3 months. I'm tired of the 50-50 conversation. I'm tired of the religion conversation. We are the only community that actively fights against someone not following the same religion as you. I hate to say it, but I don't see Caucasians saying anything about this person's an atheist or they're this, they're that. They just let them do them. Now you have certain conservative households that's not going for that, right? But when I speak about Caucasian people, I'm speaking towards the ones that are kind of not, they don't really care about politics. They're just Caucasian. They're not strong leaning right wing members. This is not something that is just a huge topic of conversation in other spaces. So why do we've been doing this for hundreds to 200s to 300s of years. I don't understand why this is still a topic of conversation. The whole thing about marriage, like, we don't take, it's not even just a generational thing. The black community does not take marriage serious enough. We don't take relationships serious enough at all. And I know this may be all over the place, and I apologize for that, but I'm just kind of going through and naming things that we're still fighting about in 2023. I cannot tell you guys how sick I am when I see how black people respond to disciplining their children. How they always say, you want to be your child's friend. It's icky. It's disgusting, bro. And everybody needs to raise their kids the way that they want to. But we also need to think about what are the consequences of raising them a certain way. Because I can tell you, I have a quick temper, right? And I could tell you that I'm fine, but the truth is I got the shit beat out of me by my stepdad. We'll get a little slightly personal. I had the shit beat out of me by my first stepdad. I've never told this story publicly, but I've told this to, you know, a select few people. I had a stepfather who worked at Lane Furniture. He actually screwed holes in a paddle. And he was legitimately breaking paddles off on me. Now, there's going to be some adult that hears this story and goes, well, what did you do? And that's the crazy part. Because if I'm in first, second grade, what could I possibly do that justifies you making paddles at your place of employment to punish me? I'll never forget this shit. And it's crazy. And this is when I knew this as a kid, that I would never spank my child. My stepfather made me go to school in a diaper. Yep. He made me go to school in a diaper, y'all. And it was simply because I was having problems peeing in the bed, like most kids. I don't understand why the black community has this obsession with being their child's first bully. I don't get it. Especially when you know your kid is going to be going to public school. And for anyone that's went to public school, you know exactly how bad this can be. You know how rude these kids are. You know how much of a jerk these kids are. Like, these kids are horrible. and you're going to be your child's first bully. I don't have that obsession. I don't have the infatuation with being Anila's best friend, but I'm also not going to be a complete dick to my child, bro. I don't have to be an asshole to my kid to raise them right. I don't see that. And lately, that to the side, lately, I feel like I've been the only one wanting to promote change. And it really bothers me. It's about me and 6-7 other people that really want shit to change. I'm sorry. I'm tired of moving in place. The only thing worse than moving backwards in this lifetime is not moving at all, being neutral and being stagnant. Nobody wants to change the behaviors of these relationships. Nobody wants to change the behavior of how we treat kids. Nobody wants to break any old habits. They want to blame their surroundings and their environment. And your environment does play a major part in the way you are shaped as a person. I won't ever disagree with that. However, when you leave that environment, or when you have the power to leave that environment, that's when you're at a crossroads where it's like you're either a victim or you're an enabler. You're always a victim of the system when you have no way out and you just have to deal with the hands. You have to deal with the hand you were dealt. You become an enabler when you get a different hand and decide to keep your old hand. That's when you become an enabler. There's no accountability in the Black community. We pick and choose when we want to hold people accountable, set to our likings. And as humans, I understand we struggle with this, but I even mentioned this early, like with the Carly Russell situation. We're going to have to hold people accountable for doing things that are not okay. We have to do that. Carly Russell doing what she did, lying like that, she deserves jail time. And the people that were saying we shouldn't judge her, you were naming things that were arbitrary that didn't matter, because at the end of the day, this person's wrong. The same people that said, oh, ain't nobody perfect, will be the same people that were defending R. Kelly, Bill Cosby, and whoever else is guilty of something just shitty. It's not okay to be shitty people. It's not a flex to beat your kids. It's not a flex to be in a toxic relationship. It's not a flex to just be the worst version of yourself. Now, granted, sometimes it's okay to be content with what you have accomplished, but people are really, they're okay with being in a very terrible position because they're them. And I don't understand it. I personally can't do it. I live in a 2-bedroom apartment, and every day I wake up thinking about the fact that I really want a house. I want to have a garage. I have a strange infatuation with garages. I feel like I have not made it in this lifetime until I have a garage that goes up and down. I know how stupid that sounds, but truthfully, I'm mentally fatigued. And I'm coming up out of that, but I want to beat switch. I want to change in everything. And I think that's what this transitional period is for. The direction of this episode, I'm mentioning a lot of things at once, but essentially my whole point for recording this is I'm looking for transition, and I really, really want to bring change. And what better way to start it off than here? I want to interview people. People ask me all the time, what's my passion? What's my career? I want to be the bridge for Mississippi to break out. The fact that we have so many people from Atlanta that have blown up, that can be us. And I know it can be us. I don't really desire to have like this bright, I don't desire to be in the bright lights. I want to be the guy who gets things like that set up for them. I go in there and I negotiate. I show people the talent that I see. I feel like I have a great eye for talent. That's like I always have. And I want the chance to interview these people and give them a platform to showcase their talent. I don't know who it will ever get to. Judging by the views I do have here, people pop in, but that's what I really would like for the state of Mississippi, whether it be gamers, musicians, any of that. And I've said that before. It's deeper than collabs. It's deeper than doing content with each other. I wouldn't mind being behind the camera and letting some of you guys just showcase your talent. I would love to be that guy who, instead of like a show promoter, right? Like a content promoter. We have these big things in Tupelo, right? Where we have a content creators tournament where people who make content, we all go out and play basketball together. We have dodgeball tournaments, stuff like that, that can really put each other on the map. We can make videos and stuff like that. And while the money would be nice as a content creator, I really want to see a lot of the people who struggled and had such a rough life, had such a rough upbringing, win. Because don't we all deserve to win, whether it be now or later. We all deserve our time to shine. I see people watching guys like Corey X Kenshin, the AMP crew, Soul Illuminati, Fredo, even though he's a bum. Guys like that, all of these YouTubers finally make the money that they deserve to make. And I'm naming guys that are like, you know, people of color. Because every other race has been making money off this. And we're changing the game. We got guys collabing with rappers. We finally erased that gap between rappers and YouTubers. We got guys that are really out here hanging out with celebrities, bro. Kai Cenat, all of these guys, man. And if they can do it and put the work in, we definitely can do it and put the work in. But that's only if you're willing to put the work in. And I know there's a lot of hungry content creators just like me. So before I end this episode, I want to once again, you know, extend out a warm invitation for anyone. You don't necessarily have to come to my my home. I have the capability now to do live podcasts. I can do video podcasts with you joining in. You can stay in the comfort of your own home. But at the end of the day, I would love to interview you guys and pick your brain, see your ideology, see your approaches to music. I love to talk music. I love to talk art. I love to talk gaming. I'm a guy who's, although I'm introverted, I love conversation and different perspectives, because a lot of you guys' perspectives are beautiful. Some of them are not great, but it's a different perspective. And I just hope you guys allow me to showcase your voice, and not your physical voice, but what's inside, what's in your chest, what's in your heart. Because the world needs to hear this. In the time period we're in, where a lot of us are depressed, the world needs to hear what our generation has to say, the 20 through 30. Like, we're up next. We're going to be running the world. And we need to make it clear who we are and what we are, and how we're going to go about things. Thank y'all so much for listening to me kind of vent and go on several different tangents. I'm going to do my best to keep pumping out content for you guys. We almost to 1,000 plays. I appreciate you guys for the support, and y'all have a wonderful day.
How to capitalize without giving back. We all human, but I can't go a day not feeling black. I made my money, but to my audience, I'm still attached. It's like I know the whole world just want that feeling back. Yeah, preach. I just came to terms, realize I'm just here to teach. Flaw ain't I just failed the test about last week. Readjust and make sure that you watch out for a leech. Said I do my best, I had a moment and I...